Liam Bellamy joining us here in the press box at the Gallagher Stadium. First of all, Liam, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Of course, the club talking about in the press release during the week about the status of your injury and the operation you'll be having next week. Obviously, really disappointing news after what's been a really difficult few months for you.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. It has been a tough few months. And the original thought behind it was that I was going to be back quite soon. And I kept sort of getting worse and worse news. And it wasn't what you want as a footballer. But look, I know I'll come back stronger. And I think having the operation on Thursday will it's just going to be better for me. You know, I'm going to come back a lot fitter, stronger, and I shouldn't have these problems anymore.
Is the operation very much a sort of a last resort? We're at the point where it needs to be done?
Well, yeah, I think at the start we didn't think I needed it, but I tried to come back a couple of times and it just wasn't right. And I'd done the injury in November, so it has been a frustrating time for me. I've tried all my best, you know, to try and get myself fit and get myself back playing. But this is what sort of happened, and I've got to go take each step how it goes.
Well, obviously we all hope the operation goes well, Liam, and we hope for return to the club and to the form you had in the opening, you know, 3-4 months of the campaign. You must be especially disappointed because you'd started so well, got a couple of goals, and obviously had that really good partnership in midfield with Jake Gallagher.
Yeah, look, I've loved my time at Aldershot so far. I've really enjoyed it. It's a club we've got ambition, and with the gaffer here and the management, we know what we want. And yeah, I was enjoying my football. It's just one of them things that sort of has to happen. And getting injured at the time I did wasn't the best news, but yeah, I feel in a good place. I feel I've got good people around me, and I just, you know what I want to do? I want to thank the fans, really, because I've got a lot of nice messages from a lot of people. I have found it hard at times, but it's part and parcel of the game, and getting messages from the people I did and the support, and like even the fans behind me and saying we believe in you and stuff, and thank you, like it was a real nice message.
I mean, if there is an opportunity to come back and play for Aldershot Town next year under Gary Ward, is it something that you'd like to do?
Yeah, of course. Look, I think the players, the group he's got together, it's a close-knit group, and when you go in every day, even me not being able to train, there's still a buzz around the ground, and I really think there is a belief, you know, and the boys, if we can keep this group together and build and try and keep going, I don't know what can happen.
As a player, when you're on a 5-game unbeaten streak, you come into today 5 points off the playoffs, you must be looking at the top five. You must be looking at, you know, at the end of the day when you get in at 5 o'clock, sort of how Barrow have done, how Dover have done. It must be really hard not to.
No, of course, even when I'm injured, I check all the results, but you always do. But yeah, we just got to take each game how it comes, and every game in this league is a tough game. You see the bottom of the league teams beating the teams at the top. So, yeah, well, of course, that is our aim. We want to be in the playoffs. But, yeah, just take every game how it comes and go from there.
You talk about the spirit in the squad. How much of that is down to Gary Waddick and James Rowan and how they treat you? And how much is it to the players they've brought in, that they've managed to bring in players who have gelled quickly and gelled well?
Yeah, that's massive. I think, obviously, the gaffer, he's got to take the credit for... they're the sort of boys you want to bring in. You don't want to bring no bad eggs. There's a lot of good players out there, and it's just finding the right person and fit the right squad. And I think he knows what he wants to do. And yeah, it's a building process here. Like it is a young side, and I think you don't want people to get too carried away and think. You don't want people to get too carried away because it is a young side, and you just want to keep building.
He's a manager that has obviously got Aldershot Town promoted to the Football League before. When he's talking to the players, is he relating sort of stories and processes from that season, or does he treat this completely differently?
Everyone knows Gaffer's success, and everyone knows his success here, but we're a different team to what he had before, and when you go into training, they have their standards, you know. The standards are set very high. I'm not going to lie, training. When I first come here, the intensity and the tempo, it was really good. And I think that is set from Rowe and from the gaffer. And we know what they want. I tell you, if your standards do drop, they do tell you. And there is that sort of sense of this is what we need to do in order to improve. And because of the gaffer and how he is and what they expect from us as players, it just brings everything up.
In talking about improvement, obviously Aldershot Town had that really tough run during sort of the end of October and November. Do the players feel they're now peaking at the right time, peaking for a push on the playoffs?
Yeah, well, I think I know we had in November, we had a bit of a tough time. I think we had a few injuries. I remember I got injured, and we didn't have the best of runs. But yeah, this is the best time. You want to have a strong end to the season, second half of the season. You just don't know what can happen.